This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The farmer's dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog Barnaby loves the farmer's dogs. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
Hello, we are here for More Happier, a podcast where we get more happier. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi, Grudge.
Today, we will talk about a fascinating article about how to butter people up that I found in my old notes, and we will compare notes about a TV show for quality screen time. But first, something making us more happier. Elizabeth, what's making you more happier?
Well, first of all, Gretchen, I should say what's not making me more happier is my cold. So forgive me if I have my scratchy cold voice.
It's been lingering.
It is lingering, but hopefully I'm on the other side. But what is making me happier, Gretchen, is that I got to spend some amazing family time with the Fierro side of my family last week. We had 3 days together at the beach. We played a ton of games, which I love playing games.
You do love games. You love a board game.
Yes. So we played Scattergories, and I don't know if there are other Scattergories fans out there, but I had not played Scattergories since I think 1991 in Rhode Island with my friends. I just love it. It was just, I was so engaged in playing Scattergories, and we played a charades game. We had a giant Jenga. I don't know if you've ever seen giant Jenga, where it's like you have to stand up to play it. It's not a tabletop Jenga, which was fierce competition. And it was just great to spend time with everybody and hang out.
And is this like a Fierro thing, like playing board games?
It hasn't really been in the past. It was kind of a new thing, this trip. But the place where we stayed had all these games, so we were inspired. And I think it's going to become a thing now. I guess it's never too late for like a new family tradition. Yeah. I think we've started a new family tradition of playing games.
Oh, that's fun. That's a great one. There's so many fun games that I do not like games, except for Uno. Yes. Uno's the only game I like. But
there was also Uno played.
Okay. I feel like I love everything about it except actually doing it, but I love the idea of it. So I love the idea of all of you playing Scattergories and having fun.
Yes.
And it seems so wholesome and pleasant and summery.
Yes, and we had people age 10 to 88, and everybody could participate. So that was great. And I think, again, as much of a bummer as the strike is, it is nice I was able to go and not be worried about not being at work.
Right.
Because, you know, summer usually for me is one of my busiest times. Yeah. So that was a silver lining.
Right.
And it really did make me happier. I'm very lucky that I have such great in-laws.
Yes, you and I both, we got really, really lucky with our in-laws, for sure.
Yes.
And they got lucky, too. They got great in-laws.
Yes, right.
Her husband's got great
hopefully.
In-laws.
That's true. They got lucky with the rest of the family and hopefully with us as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Gretch, what is making you more happier?
Well, speaking of traveling with family, I'm in Kansas City. I'm so happy we are here. we are making plans to go to Winstead's and Q39, and you're coming with Jack, and that's going to be so fun. So we're trying to figure out what can we do when you're not here, what needs to wait for you. Oh, and special treat for me, because Mom and Dad have a storage unit. Our parents have a storage unit. They live in an apartment now. They didn't when we were growing up, but they do now. And they have this storage unit, and Mom wants me to help clear clutter. And, you know, I am just licking my chops. I love to yes. have the opportunity. So that's something that we're going to do. But I know you don't enjoy it as much as I do. So we are going to try to do most of it before you and Jack arrive, because this is the kind of thing that I like doing and you do not like doing. So I will.
Perfect.
Having a little fun. I know that's the kind of chore, too, is like, if I'm there helping, and I think Eliza and Eleanor are going to help, too, it's not that bad. But when you're doing it by yourself or just like you and your sweetheart or whatever, and it's your stuff, it just feels so much more irksome. So I feel like this makes it kind of yes. like, oh, it's just a thing that we're doing, rather than, oh, this irksome chore that we're like having to tackle. So I'm yes. glad. I'm glad about that.
Well, and I'm excited, Gretchen, because we have tickets to all go to the Barbie movie together.
I know. I feel like everyone else has already seen it. We got to catch up.
I know. We've been waiting to be together. Yes. So yes, I'm bringing my pink shirt to wear.
I didn't think of that. And I have the perfect thing. Shoot. I didn't. It's too hot, though. It's too heavy. Okay. I don't think but in a movie theater, you could wear like a parka and you'd be fine. Shoot. I had the perfect pink shirt. I'll have to borrow one from Mom. Okay.
Yes, I'm sure she'll have something.
All right.
Okay, Gretch, coming up, there's something you've been meaning to tell me, but first, this break.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and free. And, you know, Elizabeth, I now work with a team, and hiring the right people is so important. It's maybe the most important thing. And LinkedIn makes the process of identifying and hiring people easy and intuitive. I know that when I've been hiring for my team, it's hard to find quality candidates to interview. And LinkedIn isn't just a job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn.
Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Okay, Gretch, there's something you've been meaning to tell me, which I find intriguing.
Yeah. So I've been meaning to tell you about, I was going through some old notes. I just have hundreds of thousands of pages of notes. And every once in a while, I go searching in some old document for something. And then I stumble across things that I forgot that I had. And I thought this little bit might interest you. And I can't even remember why I kept this note, because I was thinking that I kept it for my first book, Power, Money, Fame, Sex. But actually, I think this was published after that book was published. So I wouldn't have kept it for that. I don't know why. Sometimes I just write things down. Anyway. So this is research into a very specific question, which is how people can use flattery to get onto a board. So these are people who want to go onto a board. So this is a business school type research thing. It's a very specific thing. But when you think of what they're saying, it's something that's worth thinking about in life. So this team, Stern and Westfall, identified 7 effective forms of ingratiation, which they said were most likely to help executives win board seats.
And Gretchen, why do you think this is useful to us who maybe aren't searching for board seats?
Well, I mean, buttering people up is not necessarily a great aspect of life, but I think it's just interesting to see what people do, because I always feel like when I see patterns identified, I just feel like I see the world more clearly. And then you kind of understand. Mm. I mean, one of the things they say is that when people know you're doing it, it's less effective, but that actually people who are really cunning are pretty good at not being detected that they're doing the buttering up. When I tell you these 7 things, you're going to be like, a picture is coming into my mind.
Well, and you know what's interesting? Before you get into the specifics, as you talk, I'm thinking of Sarah and I on Happier in Hollywood recently, we're talking about being creative entrepreneurs.
Yes, right.
And I must say, using flattery to sort of, you know, move yourself forward in who knows what way,
right.
I could see that being effective.
Sometimes things seem very kind of Machiavellian and inauthentic, but then they also can help you figure out, well, if I'm really trying to authentically connect with somebody,
right.
maybe I can take lessons from this because it works inauthentically, but that doesn't mean that it can't work authentically. Anyway.
Very true.
Okay, so the first is to frame flattery as advice seeking. Like, how were you able to close that deal so successfully?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is interesting. Argue before accepting a manager's opinion. Do not agree immediately.
That's interesting. That's one I wouldn't have thought of.
Right? Because I guess the idea there is that people like to feel persuasive and they like to feel like you're having independent thoughts, but then you are understanding that they're actually right and you're wrong. And that's a good feeling. That is a good feeling.
Yes. It's so rare that someone admits, oh, you're right, I'm wrong, that you can see it would elicit a lot of warmth.
Yeah. I literally try to do that with everybody in my life. If there's a moment when I'm like, you're right, I'm wrong, I try to say, you're right, I'm wrong, because it's so satisfying when somebody just lays it on the table. Jamie, by the way, Jamie's theme for himself is Jamie's always right, which you can take that for what it's worth. But anyway, he's like, Jamie's always right. Okay, number three, you compliment that person to friends of that person, like in their social network. So these are behind-the-back compliments. And the thing is, it's true. Like, behind-the-back compliments you always think are more sincere because they're not saying it to your face. They're saying it behind your back, and it gets back to you indirectly. That feels very sincere. So you can see why
Absolutely.
That's effective. Okay, then you're like, okay, now we're going to the next level of people who know how to butter people up. Frame flattery as likely to make the person uncomfortable. So this is you saying something like, I don't want to embarrass you, but your presentation was really top-notch. You're kind of framing
yes.
it like, okay, you may not want to hear this, but I just can't resist it.
Yep, I get it.
Okay, now this one is starting to seem more, I'm not going to say manipulative.
Inauthentic.
But yeah, agree with the manager's values before agreeing with his or her opinions, which I wasn't 100% clear what this was, but I think it's more like, I understand that this company is being efficient and getting the best work done in the most efficient way is such a top value. I agree with you that this software is the best or something like that, I guess, is what
mm-hmm.
that means. Expressing agreement with those values to people in the manager's social network. So again, it's agreeing on values. And then finally, it's to bring up common affiliations. The examples that the researchers give are religious organization or political party. But I wonder if this is even things like, we both have corgis, or we both have dogs,
yeah.
or we both love to
right.
hike, or we both are from the Midwest, things like that.
Yeah, Gretchen, I mean, this is something Sarah and I talk about for, you know, people who are lower level on staff and are trying to figure out how to get themselves in the conversation
yeah.
at work. We always say a TV show that everybody's watching.
Yes.
If you know, we always say, if you know a showrunner watches a certain television show or has seen a certain movie and really liked it, do mm-hmm. yourself a favor and watch that TV show or see that movie so that you can have conversation about it. And that, to me, is sort of in this category.
Well, you know what? And I wonder if that even goes to the idea of values. Because, Elizabeth, if a showrunner really loves a show, that means that somehow it's tapping into their values of
yes.
what the work is.
Right.
And so if they're, like, really admiring a show and you're admiring a show, you're essentially saying, we have the same taste, we have the same values, we admire the same thing, which happens to be the very thing that we are in the process of making. So it's actually even more important. It's not even like, oh, we both like tennis. It's even a higher level thing, I would say, in your particular industry. It's like in book publishing, if you were talking about what books you like, it reflects how you would also work and create.
The other thing I think this does is it puts you with that person in something that's not work-related. I mean, yes,
yeah.
in our business, TV shows are work-related, but if you go to the, we both play pickleball,
yes.
let's say, it puts you as, having something in common that doesn't have to do with work, which I think expands your standing in a sense.
Yeah, that, well, the sense of their connection. Right. Now, this makes me nervous because, A, just hearing these things gives you the willies a little bit. And then also when you talk about sharing values and sharing affiliations, you're like, but what about the people that don't share those affiliations? What about the people that don't share those values? But then you say, well, maybe you certain values you don't, but like in terms of your corporate values, maybe you really do align. We're all about the creativity, or we're all about the customer, or whatever it is. It's like maybe to search out those points of connection. But then if you're the one being the manager, it's like, okay, let me be open to those things and not have a very closed sense.
I mean, to me, Gretchen, it's, we said it first, it's just, it can still be authentic. You can do this in a way that is authentic. Mm-hmm. But the point is to think about your standing, if it's relevant, and be aware because other people are. Mm-hmm. So in this world where we're all, one, trying to connect, but also needing to put ourselves forward in business, I think at least knowing these things is very helpful. And then you decide how you use them. And certainly you want to be authentic, but it's just helpful to know or even recognize what others are doing.
Yeah. I mean, I once worked with a guy who was so Machiavellian. Literally, like, I just couldn't even grasp how sophisticated it was. And I learned so much from him. He was just running circles around me that I still feel like I stayed my true authentic self, but I got a much better sense of how other people were going through the world. And that was useful to me.
Yes. Well, it's very happier in Hollywood, Gretchen, because there's a lot of flattery, sincere and insincere here in Hollywood.
Yeah. Maybe you and Sarah can play spot the number on the list of seven. Yeah. So I'll post a link to that. For anybody who wants to look it up.
Okay, Gretchen, what is this week's spotlight on a tool?
Well, I wanted to remind people of the What's Your Neglected Sense quiz. I had so much fun creating this quiz, and it's been so fun to have it out in the world because people really love taking the quiz. It's a really fun quiz to take. So you can take it at gretchenrubin.com/quiz. But here's the thing that's interesting to me, Elizabeth, is that, and this quiz is not scientifically valid because of the selection bias, but now that tens of thousands of people have taken the quiz, I keep thinking one or two of the senses will be more neglected than the others. But it's really, really evenly distributed, which is fascinating.
That is fascinating.
And my most appreciated sense is smell. And that is not one of the ones that are most appreciated for most people. It turns out that when you look at appreciated, there are two that are definitely in the lead. What do you think they are, Elizabeth, if you had to guess?
Well, I would say sight for sure, and hearing.
Hearing is one, but tasting is not seeing.
Oh.
Which I thought was very puzzling because we all are hardwired for sight. You know, it has the most real estate in the brain. It trumps when anything comes in conflict. But I think for a lot of people, they use it in a utilitarian way, or maybe even like I was talking to a Hollywood person who was like all day long was using sight. So when they are appreciating something, when they're really turning to something for like the most pleasure and comfort, maybe they turn to something else that feels fresher, but it's taste and hearing. And I think those are very, very associated with pleasure because of being a music lover, being a foodie. Anyway, I think it's fascinating. So yeah, gretchenrubin.com/quiz. I love seeing how people respond to that quiz.
Yes, so fun. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about some quality screen time. But first, this break.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe without spending a fortune, and luckily I found Quince. Elizabeth, I got the Flowknit wide leg pant. It's very light. It's perfect for the summer. It packs very easily. I recently went on a trip with my family, and I took it with me, and they were just the thing to wear on a really hot day where I wanted to be covered up, but I wanted something that looked great and also was very comfortable.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Gretchen for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Gretchen to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Gretchen.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. As your kids get older, some things about parenting get easier. They can dress themselves. They can clean up after themselves, allegedly. Other things don't, like having conversations about money. The fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money unless they're actually in charge of it. That's where Greenlight can help. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on their kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens build money confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills.
Yeah, Jack has Greenlight. And one thing I love is that it includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or recurring chores and reward kids with allowance for a job well done. Gretchen, we used to mow the lawn. How much more motivated would we have been if we'd had funds deposited when we completed that chore?
Mm-hmm.
Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/happier. That's greenlight.com/happier to try Greenlight for free. greenlight.com/happier.
Okay, Elizabeth, on our constant quest for quality screen time, I know that Eliza and Eleanor really came on hard for you to check out a show. And so I want to hear what you thought of Claim to Fame.
Yes, so you guys have been telling me to watch Claim to Fame for weeks, which I did, and I loved it. Let me explain what it is. It's a group of people living in a house, and they are all related to someone very famous. And the game is they have to guess who each other is related to, and people are eliminated as they go.
Yeah.
And there's a money prize at the end. You know, I love reality competition shows.
You do.
And this one I love because the people are so likable.
Mm-hmm. Eliza and Eleanor got me to watch it too, and I love it. And it's very clever. The challenges are interesting. The way they give clues is interesting. The strategy of it is interesting, but it's not so mean. Yeah. My sense is some reality shows, people are just dissolving in front of your eyes. And this is not that kind of show.
Another kind of just clever thing is that it's hosted by Nick Jonas, one of the Jonas Brothers, and his not famous brother, Franklin. So that's just kind of a funny thing,
right,
too, which gives it kind of a warm-heartedness.
Right.
I think that's the thing, is it's a very warm show.
Yes.
And it also really makes the celebrities, even though they're not on the show, feel grounded in real life.
Yeah.
Because you're hearing about them from the people who actually know them and love them and have known them often their whole lives. So I don't know. It's just a very sweet but clever show.
Yeah. Now, I got sucked in immediately because they were like, okay, just watch one episode. And then I was like, okay, got to watch the next one. Yeah. Oh, good. Well, I'm going to tell them that you liked it because I know they were very excited that they were going to be able to suggest a show to you that you had not yet discovered.
Yes.
So they will be very excited to add some quality screen time.
Yes, and we can discuss it when I'm in Kansas City.
Yes. Oh, yes. Maybe there'll be a new episode while you're here.
Yes. Okay, Gretch, what is this week's quotation?
Okay, this is a poem that Wendell Berry wrote for his wife called The Wild Rose. Sometimes hidden from me in daily custom and in trust, so that I live by you unaware as by the beating of my heart, suddenly you flare in my sight, a wild rose looming at the edge of thicket, grace and light where yesterday was only shade. And once again, I am blessed, choosing again what I chose before.
That's beautiful.
Yes, I love that poem. So Elizabeth, are you feeling more happier?
Yes, I'm feeling more happier thanks to Chuck. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Instagram and Threads and TikTok at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm on Threads and Instagram at Liz Craft. Our email address is podcast@gretchenrubin.com. And for everything related to this episode, links, photos, and more, go to happiercast.com. Bye, Gretch.
Bye, Elizabeth. The best time to start a happiness project is 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
So, Gretch, are you going to wait for us to go to Winstead's, or are you going to go to Winstead's and then go again when we get there?
Well, we debated that. We had a heartfelt conversation, and we decided that we're going to go to the mix before you get here, and then we will make the first trip to Winstead's when you and Jack are here. So we will make that first Winstead's visit together.
I cannot wait.
From the Onward Project.
Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility.